This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Are you traveling for the holiday weekend? Millions of us will be on the road or in the air as the nation continues recovering from the coronavirus pandemic lockdown. The AAA is predicting a travel increase of 60% over last year. But that's 6 million fewer Americans than were on the move over the same holiday in 2019. The gunman who shot and killed 9 co-workers in San Jose, California, then killed himself, had been detained by customs officers in 2016. Our Ed Donahue reports on what we've learned about this.
A Biden administration official tells the AP Sam Cassidy spoke of hating his workplace while he was detained by customs officers after a 2016 trip to the Philippines. Sheriff Lori Smith tells the AP Cassidy was prepared and deliberate.
It appears to us at this point that he said to one of the people there, "I'm not going to shoot you." And then he shot other people.
The source says Cassidy had a memo book that had notes on how he hated the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority. And he had books on terrorism. But when asked in 2016 whether he had issues with people at work, he said no.
One Republican senator who supports creating a special commission to investigate the January attack on the U.S. Capitol building says fellow Republicans don't support the idea because they don't want to rock the boat. But Democratic Senator Dick Durbin is more blunt.
Many of the Republican members are afraid of the man who incited this mob. They are afraid of the former president and what he'll say of them if we call for an investigation. They're afraid of Donald Trump.
There'll be a key procedural vote in the Senate today, but Republicans are expected to block this bill. A construction worker has died after falling from the roof of a building in Brooklyn. This is AP News. The latest on the controversy over Belarus forcing down a passenger plane.
Belarus's authoritarian leader is heading to Russia to seek assistance amid a bruising showdown with the European Union over the diversion of a flight to arrest a dissident journalist. According to the Kremlin, President Alexander Lukashenko is set to meet with Vladimir Putin for talks on closer economic ties. Moscow has, over the years, helped buttress Belarus's Soviet-style economy with cheap energy supplies and loans. Now Belarus has provoked the EU's outrage when flight controllers on Sunday told the crew of a Ryanair jet flying from Greece to Lithuania that there was a bomb threat and instructed it to land in the Belarusian capital, Minsk, where journalist Roman Pratasevich was arrested along with his Russian girlfriend. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.